This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. I love this website, flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, Camelot Theaters. You've got free movie, psculturalcenter.org, and 325-6565. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. That would be JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. You've got a gift certificate to Lu Chow's, in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Okay, when the grandkids were here for Christmas, Dan has a new chef. I don't care what else you eat there. It's all good now. Please try the wonton soup. Maybe I'll keep that one. 655-0045.
Hello, Joey pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And then Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. There's entertainment there almost every single day. This is a good package. Bless your hearts. Okay, let's see. Alan doesn't have any children. Larry has one. Joey's got three. We'll take the fourth. Caller, Joey pals. 323 Joey. On your mark. Get ready. Get set. Go. And if you're caller number four, I'll mail everything out to you. Thank you for being so loyal. 27 years. All I ever wanted to do was entertain, make the world a little better, and have babies. Not in that order. Okay. Look who's here. We started off with Alan Jensen from the Neural Vitality Center. Then we got a little more excited with Kay Hammond from the Dementia Help Center. And now we're going to Larry's place.
Larry's place.
Larry Davis is here from
Forest Lawn. Hi, but, Joey. Good afternoon. Good morning, whatever time of day.
It's both, isn't it?
Yes,
both.
It is.
It's wonderful. What a great team the three of you are. How it works together. Life.
Yes, life does.
Yes. You look very nice today. You always look nice and proper. But this is like a brown suit for you.
It is brown.
Yes. And what color would your shirt, lavender?
Kind of a light lavender with a darker lavender and some purple in my tie.
Did you have to make a speech today, she asked?
No, just wanted to look nice to come and see you.
Oh, how kind of you. Yes. Okay, well, we have a lot of listeners who made it through the holidays for the first time without a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from some of them, people know you're coming. And you know, this wasn't what they wanted me to talk to you about, but it never gets easier at the holidays. How many years are you without Linda now?
2 years, going on 3.
It's no easier, is it?
It's not that it's easier or harder. It's you have to learn to adjust to it. It's not, I wouldn't say it's easier, but it's certainly not as painful as the first year.
Okay.
You know, that extreme pain. You know, we focused on good memories. My son Doug was down.
Good.
It was just he and I on Christmas morning and Christmas Day. And when we used to get together with 25 family members, you know, when everybody was alive, my parents and my brothers and sisters,
yes,
and, you know, the in-laws and outlaws.
Too.
Yeah. And so we have found, excuse me, a different
have
way.
Have some of your own water.
Yeah, I should. It's sitting right in front of me. We have found different ways of enjoying each other and enjoying memories. We got up, he had coffee. I had hot chocolate because I don't drink coffee. We have gifts for each other, and we talked, and we had some breakfast. I made breakfast for both of us, and then we just enjoyed just visiting and talking about memories.
Exactly.
And then enjoying that the next day, Linda's family, her mom, who's 90, almost yes. 96 now, her and her brother and sister-in-law and her other sister came out. And so Doug got to see his grandmother and his aunts and uncles, and I got to see my relatives. And again, it's just different. And that's what I've talked about before Christmas, is that don't let the previous holidays dictate what these holidays or what this new year will be for you.
Oh.
You there are changes, and you cannot go back and I can't bring Linda back, and I do miss her, but I enjoy the memories we have, and I enjoy doing different things. We went up to the tram after Christmas. We went to the magic lights at the polo grounds. We did some fun things. We watched 4 movies on Christmas Day, a couple old ones and a couple new ones. And he was here a week, and we really had a good week together.
Built some new memories.
New memories, and didn't forget the old ones, but didn't sit there. If you're not getting any better, if you're living in the past all the time, then it's not a good thing.
Did you do things like put up a traditional tree, or did you have a little tree, or no tree, or...
I put up 22 trees in the house and 9 outside the house.
You did not.
I did.
I think he went overboard.
That's less than I used to do. But Christmas is, one of my favorite times. And people used to ask me, if Linda weren't here, would you put all these decorations up? And I said, well, I think so, because not only did she enjoy them, I enjoyed them.
They asked me that, too. I do it for me.
Yeah. I was your house. The poinsettia house is beautiful at Christmas. And I would do if it was, Doug comes home, and he yes. likes to see it all, and other friends come over. But it's what I enjoy doing, and kind of for the neighbors, too. I'm in a new neighborhood, and
right.
I didn't have a lot of people over. You know, the front living room window faces the street, and, you could see in because I turned the blinds open, and you could see this vast amount of light going throughout yes. the house. And people said, boy, your house looks really beautiful. And, it wasn't that there was a lot of stuff on the outside. The patio had some trees. But it makes me happy. And I think we
agreed.
Have to find things. I saw a sign the other day, I choose to be happy today. And I thought that was such
I
a good
like
sign.
That.
You can choose to be happy today. And I think with the new year, we can choose to be happy, or we can live in our sorrows. And while we all have, there's so much to be sad about. The first day of the new year, the NFL player that... DeMar.
Yes.
We're all praying for him. And what in the middle of in the very beginning of a very important game, he gets hit, and nothing like that has happened. And I thought they handled that very respectfully, by the way. And
Very quickly.
And, it changes your whole perspective on how important was that game.
You know what struck me? You'll understand because you know me pretty well. His mother was in the stands.
Right. That's right. And she got down there right away to him.
Yep.
And so...
I'll tell you a cute story. Okay, this will put a smile on your face. Trevor, who was 57 on the 10th of January, same age as me. He skated hockey all growing up, and then he skated at the Air Force Academy and for the Air Force in Europe. You know that. But one time he got hit on the ice at Western Ice Rink over in Torrance, and it knocked him down. And he was lying on the ice and looked up, and he said, "Mom, what are you doing here?" And I did not realize I jumped the barricade in my high heels. And, of course, the coaches and everybody's around Trevor, and he looks up and he's, "What are you doing here?" And then I realized, I would never walk on the ice in my high heels. But when I heard that she was there, I remembered that story.
Sure.
Gosh, I probably shouldn't tell him that in front of his kids.
You've already just told everybody
in
the world that.
Too late.
Too late.
But see, those are the kind of memories that you're talking about. Enjoy your memories. Then you can live them over.
That's right.
Live it one time when you do it and one time when you remember
it.
And
no one can take those away from you.
Yes.
Yeah, those are God's gift to us when we lose someone, is that we have the memories that we can hold on to and share with others. And, you know, Linda wasn't physically there at Christmas, but her presence was there. I found an old fudge recipe. I dug out all her old cookbooks, and we haven't had the fudge since she got ill, so it's been 5 or 6 years.
Did you make it?
And Doug and I made the fudge on Christmas Eve. That's
one
thing.
I'm going to cry.
And it's with Hershey chocolate bars. It's a fudge recipe her grandmother used to make, and it was just written in little sentences because it said Hershey bars. It didn't say how many Hershey bars.
Oh dear!
It said sugar.
Oh dear!
It didn't say how much sugar.
Oh.
It said this and that, and we actually went on
in her handwriting,
in Linda's handwriting, and then another recipe we found was in her grandmother's, but it was the same stuff. It was like, well, how much sugar do you put in? How much? No, yeah. It wasn't a pinch.
Oh.
We found one on Pinterest for a Hershey's fudge recipe using Hershey bars, and you use that. Marshmallow cream.
Oh, man.
This stuff is so sugary. That
put your shirt in the dirt.
Yeah, but it came out exactly like Linda's. It was such
I'm
a
so
fun
happy.
Thing to do. And we have the little recipe card laminated, and it was just...
I have some in my granny's handwriting.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch in Linda's and her grandmother's.
Yes. Those are precious. I hope somebody will love them when we're gone.
I'm sure they will.
If they, well, they may not.
They may not, but.
But we're enjoying them. We're remembering. And we pass them on as best we can. Do you help people write their memorial eulogies when they come to you for funerals?
We can. We,
because
we
I think that's very hard, and you're so good at it.
Oh, thank you. I certainly have sat with people and helped talk about it, so they just like we're talking, you start talking about things. And what's interesting, when people come to make funeral arrangements, sometimes you wonder if they're planning a party for someone, because there's laughter, there's tears, and there's this and that, but then there's laughter. And I had a friend that his husband died over just after midnight New Year's morning,
just a few days ago.
Yeah, just and a good friend of mine and his husband, they've been together 45 years. And
oh gosh.
And I knew that he had been ill, but it was a surprise. But we sat and on Tuesday I made the arrangements, and he was crying, and then the next thing we know, we were laughing. And because he was telling stories, and we were remembering things. So
how do we continue the conversation?
Well, you can call us at 760-328-3112 at forestlawn.com. And you can get us on Facebook and all the other
social media
places.
And like Kay was saying before you got here, plan that funeral, pay for it, take that burden away from your family. A great way to start the new year,
it really
I think.
It is. Yeah, as you start planning for what's going on in the new year, and you're getting ready to, before long, we'll be doing our taxes and things after the end of the month, and we get the W-2s and all those. It's a good time to be focusing on all the financial and responsible things we should do in the new year.
And Larry will help you.
And we'll help you.
Bless your heart. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
It's always wonderful to
be
with
you. Good to see you. Thank you.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours. Remind you, there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And I really would love it if you'd go with me to Dubai this March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and those wonderful day excursions. Dana Haynes, the Capricorn sign began December 22nd, and it's still under the sign of Capricorn. Those are folks who are busy with work and solving problems for everyone else. That's normal for them. If you're a Capricorn, you need to be concerned with what governments are planning to do with the dollar and your savings. Mercury retrograde will end in January on the 17th, so watch any contracts you sign. Check the details before you do, or do what I do, call Dana. You can check her out at astrologyworldnews.com. Catch her when she comes down from the mothership. Desert water reminds you there are current water restrictions, including no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save. If you need help paying your water bill, it's been raining, maybe you don't, right? Go to dwa.org/H2O. And they've got wonderful grass removal funding for low-income residents, dwa.org/grass. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, has that big after-holiday sale up to 50%, and it won't end until January 15th. Check it all out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, our dear friend Lalo Tachikin, LALOVisions.com. Says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit that website. Visit his website for more information. Now I'll say it right. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. It's got snow. Mount San Jacinto has snow. You can check out the latest weather forecast. Go to pstramway.com/tramcam. That's so much fun. Report on the Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters. Here's the menu. Soulful Sunday with Keisha D. Weekly from 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi. Weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesday, Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective, weekly 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Tuesdays, the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, bi-weekly, 7 p.m. in Theater 3. Check out everything and the movies. Don't forget the movies and don't forget the popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good first time reading in the... No, it's the second time, isn't it? So it was pretty good second time reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.